प्रवृत्तिं च निवृत्तिं च जनान विदुरासुरा न शौचंग न पिचाचार न सत्यंग तेषु विद्यते। आसुरिक पब्लिक दे डू नॉट नो व्हिच वे their destination is. They say it is self-interest, but these rascals, they do not know what is the self-interest. Because their very beginning of life is mistaken. They are thinking this body is the self. So, how they will know self-interest? The basic principle is mistake, the atma-buddhi. The dogs, cats, they think that I am this body. The same interest, asura, they do not know, neither they try to understand dehinasmin yathade. Within this body, the spirit soul is there. They cannot understand. Therefore, their self-interest is mistaken. Real self-interest is that I am spirit soul, I am son of God, my father is very, very rich, opulent. I have given up my father's association, and therefore I am suffering. Otherwise, there is no question of suffering. We have got experience, very rich man's son, why he should suffer? So here Krishna says, that aham bija pulapita, I am the seed-giving father of all living entities. Then God means sarishajya purna, six kinds of opulences, he is complete. He is the proprietor of everything. Voktaram jagadavasam sarvaloka maheswaram. So if I am the son of a person who is the proprietor of everything, then where is the question of my suffering? Therefore, the basic principle of self-interest is lost. So this Krishna consciousness movement is to divide their consciousness, that you are not this body, you are spirit soul, you are part and parcel of God, why he should suffer? So cultivate Krishna consciousness, and simply by cultivating Krishna consciousness, you will go back home, back to God. And then we will be happy. Krishna confirms this. Dukkharam sāsatam nāpnuvanti mahātmāna saṅsiddhīn paramāt māmupetya. If somebody comes to me, māmupetya, then he does not come back again. In this material world, who is dukkhalayam asasam. This place is a place for suffering, because they do not know self-interest. The place of suffering, they are accepting place of enjoyment. But actually, it is place of suffering. Why you are covering? this body. The body is the cause of suffering, and in contact with the atmosphere, I feel cold, therefore I have to cover. It is a means of mitigating the suffering. The position is suffering, but somehow or other we are trying to mitigate the suffering. Similarly, in summer season also, the suffering is there. At that time, we don't want this covering, we want electric fan. So always there is suffering, either in the summer season or winter season. Suffering must be there. That we do not come to understand. This is due to our asuric svabhava. So we do not question in the summer season and the winter season. The summer season we like something cool, and in the winter season we want something which is warm. The two things are there. But sometimes the warmth is suffering, sometimes this cool is also suffering. So where is enjoyment? We simply hanker. At this time it is warm, and warm is also suffering. Therefore Krishna says that don't bother about this suffering. It will continue. You are thinking in summer season something as very pleasing. The same thing in winter season will not be pleasing. So they will come and go. Don't bother about this so-called suffering and enjoyment. Do your duty, Krishna consciousness. Matras parsasya kunti asitasna sukha dukkhada agama apayana anitya tang titikkhasya bharata. We are busy in solving our temporary problems. Sometimes we want warmth, sometimes we want coolness. This is not actually our self-interest. Our self-interest is to understand that I am Son of God. My Father is complete in everything. So why shall I suffer? Does a rich man's son suffer? No. But the rich man's son, if he goes out of home and voluntarily accepts suffering, loitering in the street, just like we see among the hippies, unnecessarily they have accepted suffering. Similarly, unnecessarily we have accepted sufferings of this material world. If our real consciousness, means Krishna consciousness, is awakened, then we become aware of our position, constitutional position. And then we are saved from this repetition of birth and death and go back home, back to Godhead. But these asuras, they do not know it. Pravittincha, nivittincha. They do not know where we shall stop our activities and where we shall continue our activities. That they do not know. They are increasing their activities on the platform where they will continually suffer. That has to be changed, and then our life will be successful. So, na shauchang napi chachar. Achar, and vichar. There are two things. Vichar means consideration. That is vichar. Just like vicharpati, the High Court judge is called vicharpati. Two opposite parties presenting their grievances, and he will consider and give his judgment. The vichare pandit, unless one is very learned, he cannot consider things. But achar everyone can do. Achar means just like to rise early in the morning, to take bath, chant Hare Krishna, have tilak, observe Mangalaritri. This is called achar. Then that is hygienic. And vichar means consideration. So in the asuras, both things are lacking. Neither there is achar nor vichar. Therefore it is said, na saucham na picha acharam. Acharya, you have heard the name acharya. Acharya means he teaches by personal behavior. Just like I teach you no intoxication. So if I am addicted to intoxication, and if I say that you don't take any intoxication, then who will care for me? So therefore āchara, ācharati. Practically you have to behave, then you can preach. Otherwise you cannot become āchara. Acharya means one who practices the achar and then teaches. He is acharya, achara. Na saucanga na pichacha, na satyam. Satyam means truthfulness. He is preaching something and doing something. That is not truthfulness. Truthfulness means what you preach, you must do. So these things are lacking in the asuric life. So we have to be careful that we must be very neat and clean. We must behave according to the injunction of the Shastra and Guru. Then we can get out of the jurisdiction of asuras. Then we can come to the platform of Sura or Devata, then we can make advance in spiritual life. If you keep yourself in the asuric platform, there is no possibility of making advancement in Krishna consciousness. That is warning here. Na saucanga na picha achara, na satyanga tesu vidyate. Asattam apatisthanti jagadahu anisharam. Because they are rascals, not clean, inward, outward, externally, one has to be clean. Amovitra pavitra va sarva vatsanga tupiva jasmane tundari kakhan sa bhaiya abhantaram suchi. There are two kinds of cleanliness. Outside, externally, we take bath by soap or by soda, by oil. We cleanse external body. And internally, by cleansing the intestine, the heart, the mind, the consciousness, that is internally cleansing. And externally, both cleanse, one must do. Bahya abhantaram suchi. Jasmare pandarikakhyam sa bahya abhantaram suchi. Because they are not suchi. Suchi means Brahman. Always clean, hygienic. That is suchi. And muchi. Muchi means cobbler. There is a class in India, cobbler. their business is to take away the dead animals, especially cows. Other animals they do not care. They are taken by the vultures and others. But when a cow is dead, that is very important. Cow is alive important and dead also important. It is so important. When the cow is dead, the skin is valuable, the hoof is valuable, the horn is valuable, the bones are valuable, everything is valuable. Just like elephant, dead or alive, it is 1 lakh of rupees. The price is the same. Elephant is very costly, anyone knows. He cannot, 1 lakh of rupees, unless one is king or big jamindar, he cannot purchase elephant, neither he can keep. And if the elephant is dead, that is also 1 lakh of rupees, because it contains the ivory bones. Very, very costly. So there are animals, either dead or alive, the price is the same. Similarly, cow, dead or alive, the price is the same. So this cobbler, just like we are protecting cows, we cannot kill for the skin. But these asuras, they are killing thousands and thousands of cows for getting the skin, only for the skin. So, if you are interested in the skin, if you are interested in the flesh, so at least wait for the time, the animal will die. There is no doubt about it. So at least let her die. Natural death, why you should kill? You can take at that time the skin, the bone, the hoof, whatever is there, you can take, the flesh. So, in India there is a class, they are called chamar, they are called opposite, muchi, suchi and muchi. The first class is suchi, Brahman, and the last class is the muchi. The last class man muchi, they, as soon as your animal is dead, you give them information, they will come, they will take the animal, they will get the skin for nothing. So they will tan it and make shoes for selling. So they get the raw materials free of charges. So they can make shoes, tanning with oil and keeping it in the sunshine. The skin becomes soft and durable, and then you can prepare shoes. The class of men, muchi. So there was no problem. And the bones you gather together and keep in a place, in due course of time, it will become very good fertilization. And they can eat the flesh also. Only the cobbler class, the muchi class, they eat this cow's flesh after taking the dead animal. So after killing, everyone eats. So why not wait for the natural death and eat it? But because they are asuras, rakshasas, they do not wait for that. They want the fresh. What is that fresh? Unless you kill the animal, you cannot eat. Where is freshness? You have to kill. You have to make it dead. So why not make it natural dead? And they have imagined something, this, that, vitamin and so on, so on. This is asuras. So these asuras, they do not know that killing of an animal is sinful. You cannot, just like we are sitting here, and if somebody comes and disturbs us and makes us obliged to leave this place, that is criminal. Similarly, a living entity has been ordained by the nature's law that he has to live in such and such body for a certain period. The living entity never dies. Na hannate hannamane sarire. So, killing the body, he does not die. But because you disturb him, his duration of period to live in that body, you become sinful. You cannot disturb him. Sometimes the Jaskas put the argument that living entity does not die. Na hannate hannamane sarire. Big sannyasi, Jaskas. They give this argument. Then what is wrong if it is killed? No, he does not die. But because, just like if somebody disturbs, we have to go out from this place. But that is criminal. You cannot disturb me. That is criminal. Unlawful disturbance. Similarly, the living entity will not die after being killed, the body being annihilated. But because one disturbs him, therefore he is punishable, he becomes criminal. But because they do not know asuras, the rules and regulations, God's law, that is dharma. Dharma means to know the rules and regulations given by God, that is dharma. Dharmanta, just like you must know the government's laws. Similarly, you must know what is God's law. God's law is this, that everyone is evolving through different forms of body to come to the platform of human body. That is nature's law. Prakita kriyamanani gunai karma. You do not know, napichāsāra. All so low-grade person at the present moment, civilization, that mandā-samandha-mathayu-mandha-bhāgyā-jupadhita. Oh, this is a civilization of all bad men, mandā, with ideas, nonsense ideas, sumandha-mathayu, and all unfortunate. Unfortunate in this sense that this human body was given by nature in due course of time, but he remained an animal without becoming a human. Therefore unfortunate. And is still disturbed. This is the position. So, we have come to Krishna consciousness movement. Be very careful. Do not waste your time. Do not fall down again. Māṅ aprāpya nivattanti mittu saṃsāra vatmani. If in this life you neglect to achieve Krishna consciousness, then you have to return back again to the lower grade of life according to your karma. You can become next life a dog, a cat, a tree, according to your karma. So don't degrade yourself again, because nature's law you cannot avoid. You may be very proud so long this body is there, that I don't care for anything. My dear sir, you don't say that. You are not independent. You have to care. You will be obliged to take care, but because you are a fool, you are a rascal, unnecessarily you are proud, and you are thinking that you are independent. Don't be like that. Thank you very much.